I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we have another guest joining us this afternoon, Ben Glaros. He is a Twin Cities singer, songwriter, guitarist. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I think this is your first time in our studios as well.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear one of those tunes right now. What do you want to start with?
It's called Coffee Would Be Great. It's the first and the last song on my CD, Love Song Roulette. If you prefer the decaf version, it's at the end, but this is the regular version. Ain't what your story is, it's what I see in your eyes. I love to fill the blanks in, although I know that isn't wise. I've seen some pretty messed up situations as of late. Not sure what I need now, but you know coffee would be great. I'll meet you at the spy house, I'll meet you someplace safe. If only just this first time, I probably won't be late. I'm clueless what the rules are, I don't know how to play this game. When do I stick my neck out, and how the hell do I behave? No matter what they say, there's more than one way to relate. So let's just start from scratch, we'll make it up along the way. I'll meet you at the Mayday, I'll meet you someplace safe. Still a table between us, but I'll meet you face to face. Questions catch up with me, and I can't help but hesitate. Are we just hanging out, or are we calling this a date? I know it's early yet to say what we've got here, but if it feels alright, maybe we'll graduate to be.
Ben Glaros, live from Studio A, and a tune from his Love Song Roulette album, which came out a little while ago, 2007.
Yep.
And you're out of the Twin Cities, right?
Yep.
So how long have you been doing music? Are you from there originally?
Yeah. Yep. Grew up in the Northern Burbs.
Okay. And how long have you been doing music down there?
Oh, I started playing guitar when I was 12, started playing in a band when I was like 14, and pretty much from then on, it's been what I do. So yeah, that's 30 years.
So was it mostly solo stuff? Did you do a lot of band stuff?
Traditionally I was in a bunch of bands. I was honestly terrified of singing till I was about 28, and so I just kind of became like the side guy who might chime in a little bit on background vocals or something. But eventually I was always writing songs, and they started catching up with me, and I just thought I had to get out there and do it. So actually, I went to my mom's down in New Mexico and just literally went out to the desert to where I found a spot where nobody, I could see for miles, and I knew nobody could hear me, and I just sang my heart out and kind of got over it, and that's, it's a big part of what I do now.
What were you worried about? And because if you weren't afraid to actually be up there performing, was it just, did it feel more vulnerable to
be? It's one of those, You know, guitar is just no problem. If I have a guitar in my hands, I'm calm and comfortable. But there is something about the voice, about your own voice, and I hear it even from, you know, really good singers, that it's just, you feel kind of vulnerable when it's your own voice, and when it's your own words too. That's a whole nother kind of level of you know, it takes a lot more guts to do that than to get up there and play some hot, flashy guitar solos and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, and often people are a little more focused on the person who's singing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you contributing any of your songs to other bands at the time?
Not really. I did a little bit. I played with a band called Fire Underwater, which I'm in a sort of a variation. The same singer-songwriter, Michael Ferrier, we're in a band now called Fathom Lane that he's leading. And back in Fire Underwater, I did a couple originals. And that kind of helped me kind of ease into it. But mainly, I always kind of just sat back. And I love accompanying other people, too. I play with Fathom Lane and a band called Pill Hill I've been playing with. And that's just a lot of fun, too. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing, you know, I'm in the solo thing for life now, too. So it's...
So is it just you always kind of had a compulsion to do your own songs, and you just need, you obviously need a place to them out there.
Well, and a lot of my biggest musical heroes, and I've covered a lot of ground and, you know, played in jazz groups and all over the place. But if I had to like pick one person, it would be Neil Young, who, you know, it covers everything from a, you know, beautiful ballad to just, he can just sit and play guitar for half an hour and tear your ears off. So that's...
And he does not have what some people would consider the best voice in the world. He has a very unique and expressive voice.
Yep. He and
it
Dylan
works
and
for him.
Keith Richards are like my vocal heroes, which sounds kind of crazy, but they're the ones who I just picked up on the fact that it's not, it's not all about American Idol criteria. It's, you know, if you have a personal voice and, you know, something to say, you know, that's something to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm. So, well, let's hear another tune, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
Sweet.
What do you want to do next?
All right, this is another one off of that Love Song Roulette album called Far As I Can See. I thought I'd slip into this slowly. Just thought I'd try it on for size. But now I'm thinking of you only. Can't wipe your smile from my eyes. See you there. You're part of everything I know. I've lost myself in love's illusions. Just can't see past your blinding glow. You are as far as I can see. You are as far as I can see. You are as far as I can see. Start. Hope that you don't tear my world apart. If you're only shooting from the hip, hope that you're aiming for my heart, but you are as far as I can see. 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 You are as far as I can see.
That's Ben Glaros live from Studio A, and another one from that Love Song Roulette album. Something you were involved in the last couple of years, the Slim Dunlap benefit shows. Slim, of course, a beloved Minneapolis musician, and he was in the Replacements, and he had a stroke, and a lot of people have banded together and raised some money for his for his family and his medical costs.
Yeah, there was no hesitation for a guy like Slim. Mm-hmm. Lots of support.
How long have you known Slim?
Not that long. He actually, it sounds crazy to say this, but he actually opened up at my CD release party for Love Song Roulette in like 2008. Met him a year or two before that, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already a huge fan, and then even one of those people that when I met him, I was even more of a fan, which, you know, it doesn't always work out that way when you meet one of your heroes, but yeah.
Sometimes you just don't want to do it because you're disappointed. Well, that's great to hear, though, that you were not disappointed.
Yeah.
But then he had the stroke, and it was a pretty serious thing for him, and the music community down there really kind of banded together.
Yep.
So tell me about the benefit that you played at.
Well, there's been kind of a series of them. A number of them have been organized by Jim Walsh, music writer who wrote and compiled the book about the Replacements, All Over But the Shouting, and he has a group called the Mad Ripple, and he does these things called the Mad Ripple Hoot Nanny, where a bunch of musicians get together in various places and play. But he did a couple more formally organized ones that were specifically in honor of Slim. And the biggest one actually was a Replacements tribute night at First Avenue, commemorating, I think it was the album Tim, the anniversary that came out. But it was kind of turned into a benefit for Slim too. And that was a big deal. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I bet to be down there with a bunch of other musicians and
definitely
cool. You were going to finish up with a Big Star song, and you've performed that out as well.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to grab a little water for this one. Yeah, this one, this has become, it's always been one of my favorite songs, but, you know, I don't know, when somebody goes through something like Slim has been gone through, it means even more. So I always have to dedicate this one to him, but, you know, also to anybody else that kind of needs a reminder to keep holding on, keep going.
Mm-hmm. And before we hear that, I also want to know, it's been a while since your last album. You've released a couple of albums. 2005 was just called Solo, right?
Yep.
And then 2007, the Love Song Roulette album.
Yeah.
So what are you doing more recently with your
you know what?
Solo
I'm,
stuff?
I'm,
any more plans?
What's that?
Any plans for something new?
Yeah, yeah. I am. I finally got a little burst of new material coming out, and I've got a new home recording setup going. So I've been playing, you know, I'm always playing in other bands too, so that has been keeping me entertained. But I've got a bit of a surge going in terms of some new material, some more probably full band stuff. I'm writing stuff now. I'm using a looper pedal too when I do these solo shows, and tomorrow at Amazing Grace will be acoustic, but with a looper, so I can do some instrumental layering and some you know, improv stuff. And but I'm writing kind of in the studio, writing some new stuff, and I'm pretty excited. Not doing a whole lot of solo shows right now, but mm-hmm. but kind of getting ready to get started with the next release. It's a lot of work, and part of me is like wants to just savor this fun part of being in the basement and working on stuff. But pretty soon I'll be getting out there with some official releases. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, well, we'll keep our eyes open for that.
Yeah.
I know, I whenever I see somebody doing the looping stuff, it always looks like fun.
Yeah, well, I discovered it is.
Does it take a while to kind of learn how to use it?
You know, that's properly. What kept me from doing it for mm-hmm. years was I was afraid that it would. And it is the stakes are kind of high because, you know, I can cover up a mistake in my guitar playing or my singing pretty quickly, like I just did in that song. But but I both the looper, if you hit the looper at the wrong time, you're kind of screwed and you kind of often will have to stop and start over again. So but it's pretty easy nowadays. They're pretty reliable as long as you hit the button at the right time and get the chords rolling or whatever. It's a fun creative tool. So now it's to the point where I don't have to think about it quite so much, and it's become a lot of fun, and it's not all harmonica solos anymore when I play solo shows. So it's definitely expanded things.
Mm-hmm. Kind of gives you more options as a solo artist.
Yeah.
Well, fun.
Definitely.
Well, we have time for that last song, that Big Star song you were going to do.
Cool.
So let's hear it.
All right. So the Ballad of El Goodo. Years ago, my heart was set to leave. Oh, I've been trying hard against unbelievable odds. Get so hard times like now to hold on, but I'll fall if I don't fight. At my side is God. Send you, and it's easy to go. They'll zip you up and dress you down, stand you in a row, but you know you don't have to. You can just say no. Trusted. Broke down and busted. But they'll get theirs and we'll get ours if we can. Just hold on.
There ain't no one gonna turn. So hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Ben Glaros live from Studio A covering a Big Star tune. Well, thank you so much, Ben.